Hey, everybody, you're listening to Crystal here with the Plant Pusher podcast. And what's really, really exciting is that we're here with you to always talk about all things plants, colors, textures, shapes, their impacts on your life. I love working with plants. I love introducing you to new plants. And here at Plant Pusher, that's what I do. I push you straight to the plants. Hey, everybody. So I'm here to push another dope plant on you. And this is one that you've probably heard before, but today on Plant Pusher, and me being your plant pusher myself, I'm going to bring out one that you kind of see every day, but we're going to say hello to coconut. Now, I know you guys are like, it's everywhere. Let's talk about why, because it has not always been the case. But coconuts are one of nature's most versatile fruits with a rich history dating back thousands of years. And today I want us to explore like the fascinating, you know, experience and origins of coconut, because you got all these health benefits, all these beauty uses, all this rich culture. And the reality is that coconut palm is believed to have originated in Southeast Asia and has been cultivated in tropical regions around the world for centuries. Now, coconut as a whole has played a significant role in the diets and cultures of many societies, providing a source of food, water, and shelter. But the fruit itself, coconut, is known for its hard outer shell, the fibrous husk, delicious white flesh, and coconuts are also a rich source of coconut water and coconut milk and coconut oil, each with its own unique set of uses. So you got to remember that coconuts are packed with all these essential nutrients and vitamins and minerals and antioxidants, but the water itself is a natural electrolyte-rich beverage. So when y'all over there trying to guzzle on that sports drink, you know, the one that everybody has, you see a lot of those professional games and things of that nature, those professional drinks that a lot of people drink to stay hydrated after, you know, exerting a lot of energy, boom, you need to be guzzling some coconut water. All plant-based, naturally filled with electrolytes to rehydrate the body. That's what you should be grabbing, okay? Because it's going to help rehydrate you and replenish so many of your lost fluids. It is often used as a sports drink or a refreshing beverage on hot days because coconut milk is a creamy, dairy-free alternative to cow's milk, okay? So let's go back. We said that coconut milk is a creamy, dairy-free alternative to cow's milk. So for those of you who are lactose intolerant, it's your time to shine, okay? We're going to have to hop on and get you some coconut milk-based ice cream. We can make it into a whipped cream. We can do so much with it. I really, really enjoy coconut ice cream personally, but I'm going to let y'all know that it is commonly used in cooking to add so much flavor and creaminess to dishes like curries. I just had a curry the other night that we infused some coconut milk in. It was phenomenal. Soups and desserts, because coconut oil itself also is used in beauty products, and moisturizing and nourishing properties are so abundant. So just think, if we're putting the coconut milk and turning it into ice cream, you're adding that extra layer of creaminess to your curries. Listen, your skin is bound to get this good plant-based fat that is amazing for your well-being. In addition to its nutritional benefits though, guys, coconuts, they got a wide range of uses, cooking and beyond. I use it in at least four different ways almost every day. But coconut flesh can be eaten raw. You can shred it. You can have it dried. It can be used in a variety of dishes, such as desserts and salads, baked goods. While the water can be enjoyed on its own as a base for smoothies, cocktails, and mocktails, y'all, that milk, it's a popular ingredient, especially in Asian and tropical, you know, regions and cuisines. It's adding richness and flavor to curries and stews and even sauces. You know, coconut oil is, it's a versatile oil, y'all. You can pop popcorn in it. You can fry food. You can bake with it. You can even saute. So remember that whether you want to make your favorite scrub, your favorite dish, your favorite, you know, lotion, you know, it's just so abundant and so rich. The entire plant from the outer shell to the inner flesh. So remember that. Coconuts are not only here and they're nutritious for you, but it's a fruit with a long history dating back centuries, and you deserve the best with that. So unless you want like a rich coconut water infused with your favorite fruit, or you want a creamy coconut curry, or you just want the coconut ice cream, sign up and come get it, because the plants are given. Now, you know, I'm just your dope little plant pusher here, pushing all the dopest plants on you. But if you don't have a little coconut in your life, at least when you're hot and tired or you're sick, grab some coconut water. But remember, we got to keep you gleaming from inside out. We want to keep you shining. We want your skin to look gorgeous. We want your well-being to be balanced. Grab some coconut because that fiber is here to stay. Now, I'm not even going to tell anybody if you have some on a cake. You know, a little coconut cream cake didn't hurt anybody. Okay? Let me know how that goes for you. It's Crystal. I'm your dopest plant pusher, pushing all the dopest plants on you. And it was a joy. Grab some coconut. Peace. This show, Plant Pusher Podcast, is brought to you by Possibilities Podcast Platform. We appreciate you listening. Stay tuned. Your favorite episode is up next.